Hi friends, and welcome once again to Blending Your Step Family. We're doing a series right now on the developmental stages of our children, our babies, beginning with our babies. And last time we started with birth to 6 months and the effects that happens to our children when we go through divorce and how we can best help them. That's our goal, help our babies to adjust and be well and healthy. And this time we're going to look at the developmental stage from 6 to 12 months. You know, babies begin to learn from the ages of 6 to 8 months that they are a separate being from their parents and others. Before now, baby probably could be passed around from one person to the next without any fuss. But as he's learning to distinguish himself between others, he may develop stranger anxiety. So before you leave baby with someone new, make sure he feels comfortable and secure. Babies of separation and divorce seem to have a harder time of accepting the transition of going to new people. So beware of your child's emotional need and remain with them and the new face until your baby feels secure. Attachments are very important during this time. Infants can distinguish between their parents and other caregivers. They are aware when a parent leaves and can become increasingly fearful of separation from their parent. Even if the child does not notice when you leave the room, they'll eventually notice you're not there. He may develop a fear of strangers and could have some nightmares. Transitioning from one parent to the other may become a difficult time as well. The child may become clingy to one parent or the other and may become irritable. There are some things to be done to help your child to transition from one home to the other and to feel secure. One, though both homes will not be the same, nor will they be run the same, try to maintain your child's routines in both homes. Meal time should be the same time in both homes. Nap time should be the same time. Playing and bedtime should be at the same times. If you cannot ask your ex to keep the baby on the same schedule as you have, please write it down so she or he will know the usual routine for baby. Two, keep familiar things with the child. Let her take her favorite blankie, her favorite bottle or stuffed animal or toy. Whatever things will make the transition easier for baby, take them, but make sure you get them back. Taking some familiar things between the two homes will bring comfort to your child. Three, you may want to shorten the time baby is gone from the primary caregiver to about 4 hours until she's a bit older. The goal is to develop security and trust in your child, and being with a loving caregiver consistently can grow security and trust in your baby. Both parents should take the time to write in a notebook baby's progress and any concerns about how she's doing. This will help in the present, but will also be a reference to check back on. And finally, sing lullabies to your baby and cuddle often. You are very important to your child and their development. If you're too busy to just be with your baby and play and cuddle, consider some lesser important things that you can remove from your life. Those lesser things are a distraction of what's really important, and that is the well-being of your baby. Elicit help from others if you need to. Hire a tween to do your housework and laundry. They will work for cheaper than others. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We live by faith and not by sight." We are helping our babies now by faith so that they'll have a good start to life and develop healthily. I want to encourage you as you care for your little one. You're making a huge difference, and caring for him or her is the most important thing you can be doing at this time in your life. So relax and enjoy your child and keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. I want to bless you as you take care of your little one It's not easy doing it alone. I know that. I hope you've got support. And I hope you and your ex are able to work well together for the benefit of your baby. But even if not, I hope that you're able to put some of these things into practice and give your little one the security and trust that they need. Next time, we will discuss developmental ages of toddlers from 12 to 24 months. You know, every stage of our baby's life is exciting. Until then, I hope to hear from you at my website, which is at nouveaulifecoaching.com. That's nouveaulifecoaching.com. You can email me from there, and I'd love to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Blending Your Step Family with Pam Rohr. We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. For more insights on how to successfully blend your step family, and for many other encouraging, informative, and entertaining podcasts and videos, check out the E2 Media Network at www.e2medianetwork.com.